LEED certification is a standard for green building set by the United States Green Building Council for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. Green Spaces is Chattanooga's hub for working with LEED standards. In this interview, I'm speaking with Don Jelcet about a series of events called Lunch and Learns that help educate Chattanoogans about LEED certification requirements for their new building and renovation planning. Green Spaces has always been a great resource for people in Chattanooga who are wanting to design or renovate spaces that are in keeping with the best practices. And I don't want to just say LEED.
LEED is part of it, but there are other ways to do renovations and be green or more sustainable in the way you live and work. And so we really have decided to broaden the reach to include more of those ways.
In order to become a LEED certified building, there's a lot of work and quite often a lot of investment in green architecture and green when it comes to your HVAC and your water and other ways like that, including solar panels. But there's also renovations that can be outrageously expensive.
Yes. LEED just came out with a new version, version 4, so we are still understanding all those changes and what that means. We're bringing our next Lunch and Learn to the public to talk a little bit about some of the new items, and they've expanded what that covers, such as product life cycle assessments, so figuring out where did the raw materials come from, how was it assembled, where was it assembled, where was it transported to, and then the life of it while you use it, and then what happens to it when it is done being used. And so figuring out the full life of the material. So you can see how in depth that can be when you're doing a major project, figuring that out for a lot of different things.
Yeah, I mean, where does the timber come from?
Mm-hmm.
If you're using drywall, I mean, just all sorts of things are involved in that. So now it's not just the systems that would be more energy efficient, but it's the origin of every part of the building.
Yeah, and so there's people that do that for a living. And so you yourself, if you're looking to do a LEED certified project, you don't have to figure that out. You don't have to call the manufacturer and try to get through all the red tape. There's people, and that's our speaker, WAP Sustainability. That's what they do for a living. They can track down all these and get the product declarations that are needed to comply with the LEED certification.
Chattanooga has an amazing level of support for LEED certification. We've had everything from 212 Market being the first LEED certified restaurant to Volkswagen receiving some of the highest LEED certifications, both in their training facility and their manufacturing plant. Do you see a lot of the newer buildings wanting to go LEED, or are there a lot more older buildings wanting to renovate to LEED standards?
I think so. It's that recognition. People understand when they see that plaque what it means that you did to get to your certification. So it's not just, oh, I checked a couple boxes and yes, I'm being green, trust me. There's third-party verification involved with LEED. And so it's important for a marketing standpoint. A lot of the places in town, such as Liberty Towers, they're in process of receiving their certification still. But that's something that tenants are looking for now. How efficient is the space, and everything from energy efficiency to daylighting, open spaces, how productive are my workers going to be in this space? And they're going to look for those things. So more and more places, renovations and new construction, are doing LEED for those reasons.
The Lunch and Learns are available free if you're a member of Green Spaces and at an affordable price if you're not a member but you're just interested. But these happen over a period of time with different speakers and different topics. So the first Lunch and Learn is coming up Wednesday the 9th.
Mm-hmm.
What's your topic?
The new version of LEED is what we'll be discussing, LEED version 4. If people aren't a green associate yet, what does that mean to them if they're looking to become an accredited professional? But also some of those changes within the new version. Any project started after June 15 will have to comply with version 4. If the project was started before June 15, they're still on version 3, and we can assist them if they have any questions with that. But we're just trying to provide that clarification with the new version out.
When LEED certification first started taking root and getting some speed behind it, there were very few contractors, architects, and professionals in the city of Chattanooga that fully even understood the certification process and requirements. Since then, a whole field, professional field, has grown up around the expertise in LEED certification. Do we have a lot of those experts now in Chattanooga?
We do. And that was one of the mission pieces of Green Spaces, was education for LEED accredited professionals. When Green Spaces first started, I believe there was 2 accredited professionals, and one of those worked at Green Spaces. Now there are hundreds of green associates that have the basic knowledge of what LEED is and what it takes to be a LEED certified building. But then there's a whole nother set of LEED APs, and those are the ones that are able to assist with the documentation and really get down to the nitty-gritty of LEED and able to assist the contractor and developer in getting the points that are needed.
The lunch and learns are scheduled for July 9th, 29th, August 13th, and September 10th. And each of these covers a separate topic. The first one, as you said, is more or less reviewing the new certification requirements. But then we have SIPS and architectural solar. Is this adding solar energy as you're building?
So this is a project that someone close to Chattanooga has. It's the ability to incorporate solar onto railings. So most of your solar you see on top of roofs, this actually, if you had a sun porch, you could include the solar panels onto all the railings of your sun porch. And then SIPS construction is a energy efficient way to build, and it's specifically going to focus on net zero home construction using SIPS, which is a project that Green Spaces is currently doing and will be building our houses in 2015.
And then the next topic that's coming up further on in August is needlepoint bipolar ionization.
I know that sounds like a lot of technical words, and it is a very specific product and what it can do. We're actually having the product installed at Green Spaces right now. They did testing of our ions in our space, and then they're going to install the product, let it run for about a month, and then at the Lunch and Learn, they're going to show the improvements. But this product is perfect for spaces that have lots of people. And with lots of people come lots of germs. Hospitals, schools, movie theaters, places where people congregate, it can essentially kill all the bacteria coming through the HVAC system. So you're cleaning up the space, you're having healthier patients or students, which of course increases their likelihood to succeed.
And then the final Lunch and Learn that is scheduled in September is retrofitting to install green infrastructure. That's looking more toward the people who are taking some of these older buildings in Chattanooga and renovating them.
That's right. Stormwater is a huge issue for downtown Chattanooga. Many people don't know that we have a combined sewer system where sewer and rainwater all goes into one. When we have a massive rainfall, the system gets backed up and essentially overflows into the Tennessee River. So we're putting raw waste into the Tennessee River. The EPA says you have to stop that. So starting in December, there will be new codes that any renovation or new construction will have to comply with, which is retaining 1 inch of water on site. Right now with the city, we're doing a design competition with 4 sites around the city. But we're also going to do this Lunch and Learn for those that weren't part of the competition to learn how they can do bioswales or rain gardens or maybe add a green roof to their location.
Will these Lunch and Learns be continuing beyond September?
Yes, and actually we've just scheduled for October and November. So our October one is going to be about architectural lighting using new technology, LEDs, and a lighting space to make it a more productive work environment. In November, we're having Campbell and Associates come and talk about geothermal in our local schools. All the local schools, any new construction, they have to use geothermal heating and cooling because it's so efficient and the payback is so quick that the school system recognizes this is something we have to do.
If you want more information, where would they go?
They can go to greenspaceschattanooga.com. We have a whole events calendar with all of our lunch and learns. Or if they want me to send them information, they can sign up for our e-newsletter. We'll send out one every about 2 weeks with the information about the upcoming lunch and learns, and they can RSVP right on there to join.
And do you have to RSVP to attend the luncheons?
You don't. I recommend it just to help me with my lunch count. But if you happen to be out and about and can stop by, feel free to come in, and we'll be happy to have you.
For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.